Alright, guten Erev Shabbos. We are holding Parshas Vayigash. So, I heard a part from, in the name, I didn't hear from him, but I heard in the name of Rav Tuvia Leif, in the name of Rav Shmuel Berenbaum. You know, he asks a question. It says by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu says that, let me go and see Yosef HaTzadik, because I don't want to die and not having seen my kid. Now, it's kind of hard to understand this type of mindset. I mean, nowadays we have something called a bucket list. You know, people say, before I die, I want to be able to finish Shas. I want to be able to speak to Chaim Kanievsky. You know, people have their goals in life that I want to do before I die. Well, that's some people's bucket list. A lot of people's bucket list looks like, I want to climb Mount Everest. I want to go to, I want to go to a Super Bowl game. All these different things. Like, you know, they have their life's goals. But Yaakov Avinu is, when you think about it, like, and what happens if you don't complete your life's goals? It's just like, okay, the guy is dead, and he never went to a Super Bowl game. Nothing is going to make a difference. So it's not a very Jewish thing to say, like, I got to do this before I die. Why is Yaakov Avinu making some sort of goal that sounds like a bucket list? I have to see him before I die. That was the question that Rabbi Shmuel Berenbaum said over. And Rabbi Shmuel Berenbaum, to answer this question, said cited a story. Now, again, I didn't hear this. I only heard this, you know, ish mi pi ish mi pi ish. So I'm not sure if I have the details correctly, but the idea is that somebody asked Rabbi Elchanan, should I go and spend my time or money and to go visit the Chofetz Chaim, to go see the Chofetz Chaim? And Rabbi Elchanan said, yeah, it's a good idea. Because you never know, in the next world, you might not be able to see him because he's going to be so many light years ahead of you. So it's a good idea to go ahead and see the Chafetz Chaim now. At least you'll be able to know in the next world, like, who is in the next level? What the next level looks like? So in the same vein, said Rabbi Shmuel Berenbaum that Lamaisa Yaakov Avinu said about Yosef HaTzadik, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to see Yosef in the next world. He's Yosef HaTzadik, a person who's able to be Omer ben Yisoyin. I don't know if even me, Yaakov Avinu, am I going to be able to see such a person in the next world. Now Yaakov Avinu was an Anav throughout his life, Hashem Yigur Mechetin, but Lamaisat, for Yaakov Avinu to say such a thing, I'm not sure I'm ever going to be able to be Zoyche to see Yosef HaTzadik, because he was Omer ben Yisoyin tells us, is mind-blowing. What a concept. This is something that is so amazing for us to hear. Us, we who go out to the work every single day and we go ahead and we're faced with tremendous nisyonis, to look, not to look. And sometimes we have to tear our eyes away and it actually hurts. And sometimes we have to tear our machshavas away and it's hard. We have to focus. We have to keep the kedusha. We have to keep that. So you know what? Guess what? Yaakov Avinu is able to say, I don't know if I'm going to be able to meet this person in the next world. He might be light years ahead of me. And the reason is because between me and you, if you're faced with a nisayon, a lot of times you're faced with a nisayon, and nobody's ever going to know whether you passed the nisayon or not. You know why you're doing it? For one reason and one reason only, for the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is something that is pure Yiras Shamayim, pure. It's only Yiras Shamayim that's causing you to win such a nisayon. And therefore, says Yaakov Avinu, I don't know if I'm going to be able to meet my Yosef HaTzadik in the next world. He was aimed with such a nisayon. Now, I heard this vart before I went this past week to the Siyum HaShas. And this past week I went to the Siyum HaShas. How do I know I was going to the Siyum HaShas? Because I get on the plane and, you know, I travel. I go to Eretz Yisrael, go to New York, go here. And Lamaisa, the only times I've ever heard the captain say, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to be able to take off until everybody's sitting. And we have not reached the gate yet. Please keep your seatbelts fastened. Is on the flights to Eretz Yisrael. Now, as a Jew, I'm allowed to make fun of Jews. But Lamaisa, that's just the facts. I have never been on a flight unless it happened, unless we were going to Eretz Yisrael. And this past Wednesday, I'm on the plane to New York, and suddenly I hear, ladies and gentlemen, I'm like, what? Am I on the right plane? And then I realize, yeah, there was 60, 70 other people on this flight that are Jewish. That's how you know I was going to the Siyum HaShas. I come to the Siyum HaShas. It was like, somebody's like pointing me out the direction, you know, go over there. But hey, I'm Rashiva Skoki. I got my own seat here. Don't worry about it. I've been here before. Don't worry about it. I know my way around. So But no, but I seriously though, it was an incredible, very inspirational to be there with 100,000 Yidden. The reason I went was because there's so many Yidden who are celebrating a milestone over here. I felt it was like my cousin's wedding. Imagine you have a cousin's wedding who you don't know so well, but the end of the day, he's your cousin, so you go in for the wedding. So I felt this. You know, it's how many thousand Yidden are making a Siyum Hashas. It's nice to go and be Mishtatef in the Siyum. And Lamaisa, what an experience just to be there and cover that Torah. This wasn't. I mean, there was definitely people from Lakewood there, but it was a lot of balabatim, like, you know, not necessarily. It was a display of kavod Torah from all walks and facets of life. From not people not necessarily who were brought up on Torah, and yet the Maisa Klal Yisrael is getting together and giving kavod Torah in such a way that's mamish. It blows the mind. All these different things that are happening, Kinyan Masechta and Dirshu. It's mamish merav sinigri to see Klal Yisrael with the renaissance of Torah. What's going on in the world? Anyway, so it was Baruch Hashem, it was an amazing experience. While I was there, Rabbi Unreich spoke. And he said that Yaakov Avinu believed right away that Yosef is still alive. He said, it's possible Yaakov Avinu knew right away that Yosef was alive. So what was the problem? Yaakov couldn't believe that Yosef was still B'Kedusha, was still a Yid, was still a Vermeer. You're telling me that he's the leader of all of Egypt. You're telling me that he's in the thick of thing of things. He's the MP, he's the minister of finance. He's up in there in all the economic questions. He's sitting there with the king, and you're going to tell me that he's living it up, and yet at the same time he's keeping the Kedusha. That was the problem with that Yaakov had until Yosef reminded him with the Agolos. So how was Yosef able to go ahead and keep the Kedusha? Says Yosef, I still had my Seder. I still had my Seder, and that's how I was able to keep the Kedusha. I still remembered the Agolos. I still remembered the wagons. That's how I remember that I'm still being able to keep the Kedusha. Now these two Vertlach work beautifully hand in hand. Yaakov Avinu knew, it was possible, okay, he's still alive, but to tell me that he's still Kedusha, to tell me that, how is that possible? Teretz is, I still have my Torah. You still have your Seder and Torah. That's how you're able to make it. If a person has his Seder and Torah, that's how he's going to make it. And without that, he's not going to make it. If a person still has his Seder and Torah, then he's going to go ahead and be able to go to work every day, and he's going to be able to be Oymid B'Din Nisayin. There's tons of people around here who go to work. They work 9 to 5 plus, and yet they're Hesed B'Nei Torah. They're people who are stark in their Torah. They're people who learn, who keep Siddurim when they have a day off on President's Day, Martin Luther King Day, all these important holidays. They come and they sit in the entire day in yeshiva. How do you stay from? How do you stay strong that you're able to tell the lady, I'm sorry, I don't shake hands because I'm a from Jew, I'm an Orthodox Jew. Where do you get the backbone for that? The answer is if you have your Seder every single day. So Yaakov Avinu was like, I can't believe that Yosef is Omer Ben Yisrael. How is it possible that he got to such a darga? And till they tell him, you know what? He got to such a darga. He had his Seder every single day in Mitzrayim. He had his Torah in Mitzrayim. And to that, Yaakov Avinu said, I don't know. I'm able to go ahead and meet him in the next world. A person who goes ahead and keeps the Torah, and this is great to pump up Daf Yomi, but for any type of learning, if a person wants to go, has to have a Seder every single day. You have to have some sort of Seder, and you have a Seder, preferably even in the morning. You start your day off on a Torah way, and then you go to work, and then you have to go out. So then you go, you learn whatever you do. You fill up on Torah, and then you go ahead, you go out to the thing, and then it's a different Nisayon. Then you're able to have the backbone to say, I'm not going to look. You're able to have the backbone to say, I'm a from a Yid. You're able to have the backbone to say, I'm going to keep the Torah. That's the only way you're going to be able to keep it up. That's what Yaakov Avinu's amazement was at Yosef HaTzadik. I can't believe that he's still Omer Ben Yisrael all these times. Teretz is, he had his Torah. Aha, now I believe it. Now I want to go see him. Now I believe it, now I want to go see him. I want to see him because you know what? I'm not sure in the next world I'm going to be able to make it. You have a person, obviously I'm not putting down people who stay in Kailah all day long, but of course you have to understand that there's Nisyonis out there that are tremendously hard to fight, and you want to know how to win them if you keep up your Seder in Torah. And therefore it's Kedai for every single person to go ahead and have that Seder in Torah, and to go ahead and accept upon himself that Seder in Torah. We should continue to steig and learn and keep the torch flaming. Have a great Shabbos.